Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got a win. It was on the road. It was against probably a peer-level team because of what the spread was.
Exactly.
All of those are good things. There are a lot of like signposts and markers and things I actually watched with my own eyes happen yesterday that have me frustrated still. That is why I called it a feel bad win.
But it's not college football. Like, there's no rankings that matter. There's no committee that picks who makes the playoffs. So the style point aspect.
The style points is just for me, though. Like, do I think you are trending in the right direction? And their defense is, but their offense, especially given the fact that they kept Rodgers upright, is trending in the wrong direction. Can't run the ball still.
I agree with that one.
And when, even though they had a game where they protected Rodgers, and this part of what I'm going to say probably comes back to can't run the ball at all, they didn't make anything really happen in the pass game other than a play here, a play there. And to Rodgers' credit, four of those plays came on the final drive where they got the win. But like, it is not a steady look at this team where you're like, oh yeah, yeah, they can move the ball pretty consistently. They know what they are. They have an identity. They go out there and they can dictate terms. Arthur Smith,
well,
high marks for a well-scripted first drive. Great, great job by all parties involved on the second drive. They went 90 freaking yards. Good for them. They had some penalties help them, but they were deserved penalties. And then there was one more good drive. Not an exaggeration. They scored to go up 14-0 with 13:49 left in the second quarter, Pony. There was one more good drive by that team the rest of the entire football game. That does not fill me to the brim with optimism. Does not fill my cup. My cup does not runneth over with good vibes.
We're to a point, though, where you're describing a 21-point offensive performance as a suck-ass offensive performance, which
it would be like 19th in the league this year in points per game. That's actually where 21 would be.
That's not that. I mean, it's not good, but it's not like grounds for let's fire this guy and let's sound alarm bells and let's hit panic buttons, I don't think. The run game is absolutely something that hasn't looked competent through three games. I'm not downplaying that. They went into a matchup against a defensive line that I thought was much better than their offensive line based on what had happened in the previous two games. And they gave up zero sacks. That's cause for some optimism. You know, like, I still don't even think they've really tapped into DK Metcalf yet. And he scored his second touchdown in three games. Like, that's a decent silver lining. If in games where we're bitching about him, he's still putting points on the board, that's not a bad thing.
A real silver lining, if you want me to
they're
to actually,
awesome in the red zone. They're one of the best in the NFL.
They're 6 or 7, and if Austin doesn't screw up a play, they'd be the best in the NFL. You want to know what a real DK Metcalf silver lining is? I'm not kidding about this. He's got 2 touchdowns so far this year. In a game where he was targeted 4 times and had 3 for 32, you didn't hear a single peep from him about like not being happy. Pickens absolutely would have games where he would have a touchdown, but he would otherwise be not much of a game
plan. Man, did he have a classic George Pickens game yesterday. He caught a one-handed touchdown pass, and then he dropped an easy ball, and it turned into an interception.
He slammed his helmet. Oh, yeah. Marcus Mosher, who does the Cowboy stuff, he's like an Erie-based guy, and I like Marcus, but a lot of Steelers fans are ready to like strangle him at all times.
Yes.
Because he's not much of a T.J. Watt believer. I saw him tweeting yesterday, like, very frustrated things about George Pickens. And man, does it feel good to be 1,000 miles away from that, literally and figuratively, boys. Woo!
Trey Essex, I can't remember a worse win than yesterday from a Steelers Super Bowl champ. Donnie, do you agree with that? You can't fathom or you can't ponder and think of a worst win than a road win in a place where you haven't won a game since 2008 and your defense did. Their defense actually did some historic things. They took the ball away 5 times and forced 4 fumbles.
They have had some ugly wins over the years. So, I mean, I find it hard to...
Was it worse than the Jets game?
See, what Chris said a little bit earlier today is kind of how I feel when you just compare the two games. I mean, we got to see them win a football game where the offense actually shined. Yeah, the defense looked horrible against the Jets, but we are not used to seeing an offense put up 30-plus, especially in week one. So that was a little bit different of a feel. This is the type of game we have seen the Steelers win about 50 times over the last 5 years. No exaggeration.
It's literally like, other than the crazy special team stuff, it's the Bengals game in week one of 2022.
Yep.
It's the Buffalo game in week one of 21.
Mm-hmm.
It's any number. It's the one of the Ravens games last year, I would say, like where they forced turnovers. It was the Kenny to Pickens Ravens game where there were all the drops and they just found a way at the end.
I would even say for that Bengals game you brought up and the Bills game you brought up, The excitement level for the win was different because I didn't think they had much of a chance going into the game anyway.
Right, they beat two contenders. I agree with that.
I know that I didn't pick the Steelers to win yesterday, but they still did go into the game as a favorite, according to all of the bettors.
Right, but if
like,
somebody...
It wasn't as if yesterday they pulled off some big upset, even though it wasn't a pretty win.
I agree, but the thing that I don't understand with you guys is if somebody had offered you up a touchdown win over the Patriots before the game, you would have both gladly taken it.
I'm not upset that they won. Donnie, I'm always happy they won. I can understand to come away from a game and not feel full satisfaction on, or think like, they still have a ton.
But people are saying they feel worse. That's what I don't get.
You're offering like a false premise here and you know it. You just say, if I offered you a touchdown win, we don't just say, well, they won by a touchdown, good game. We evaluate everything that gets them to that point.
I know that.
And if you say to me, Chris, Friday afternoon, we're doing our Friday tailgate hour.
Sure.
Hey, Mulsey, they're winning by 7. You don't even tell me the score. You just say they're winning by 7. I'd say, cool, man. Like, can't wait to see how they do it. And then if I had watched them do it this way, I'd have come in here the exact same way, even knowing a win was coming.
I just don't think the details mean very much when it's a road game against a team that you just said is basically on the same level as them. Yes, you're right. If I said Pitt beats Duquesne by only 7 points, people would not be cool with that. It wasn't ACC versus FCS. It was 2 1-1 teams. And they've got a quarterback that I know you love.
Yeah,
and they've got a coach you respect. So
I'd be ripping the hell out of him today if I worked in Boston, the coach. I'd be saying your play, because I know if Mike Tomlin had a team fumble 4 times and lose them all, and throw a pick in the red zone, I'd be saying that is the mark, like no ball security
of
a poorly coached team.
Yes.
And even though I thought like in the middle portion of that game, their coaching overall seemed better, they were moving the ball, you turn it over 5 times, your coach deserves to get crushed for it.
Yeah, right.
But by the same token, I don't feel like other than Mike Tomlin, like just on the coaching front, made one decision that I really liked in this game. One. 3rd and 6, he said, go for the jugular here. Like go for a knockout punch. Try to score a touchdown, which directly ran counter to what he had tried to do 8 minutes of game time earlier.
I know,
can't
but
even
I
even give him that much.
But I also give him credit for how they started the game offensively. They got the ball to DK Metcalf early. They knew Christian Gonzalez was out. He took the ball, short pass, ran a long way with it, which has been his bread and butter. And then the play they scored a touchdown on was brilliant. Everyone went to the right. They pitched it to Kenneth Gainwell left, and he could have moonwalked into the end zone.
I know.
He made personnel changes on defense that made a big difference. I have to give credit where credit is due. I'm not a Tomlin guy. I thought he had a pretty good game yesterday. The two drawbacks being, again, more miscommunication on defense with the guys at linebacker and their secondary, and the fact that they can't run the ball. And as a ancillary point to that, the fact that they went pretty conservative on offense with a lead in the second half.
Zarina Diaz.
Yeah.
Tony is smoking these boys who don't know ball.
Who is she? Is that a woman?
I think it's a guy. I don't know. BLV. Chris is giving me they won the Super Bowl, but vibes. They didn't win the Super Bowl. It's week three against a team that might be ass.
I understand that, but there obviously are games in every season where it doesn't matter how you win. It just matters if you win. The Super Bowl is won. The AFC Championship is won.
Clearly, you're putting this game as one.
It felt like a quasi play. As far as week three September games go, I thought it was, based on how their first two games had gone and how last week went and who they were playing and what you're both vying for, probably the three wild card spots, it was a pretty big game, man.
It did not do anything at the end of the day to make me feel like, one way or another, they have a, well, not one way or another, but to make me feel like they've got a better chance to win against the Vikings this week than I would
have. That's because the Vikings scored about 100 points,
no,
Chris.
If the Steelers had gone out and beaten the, to be very, very honest, if the Steelers had taken, let's say, two of those three turnovers they forced in the middle of the game in a row, the interception, fumble, fumble, yeah, combo platter,
yeah,
and turned two of those drives into touchdowns and won 35-14, you bet your ass I would be sitting here going, guys, this team just walked into New England, forced a bunch of turnovers,
yeah,
beat them up early, beat them up worse.
I agree with that.
And finished them.
I agree with that.
So that's been like the whole thesis point for me.
But there was
today.
Literally one team in the NFL who did that this week, and it was the Colts in Tennessee against a rookie quarterback.
I understand that, but the Steelers, by going up 14-0 and then forcing so many turnovers, had opportunities to have a similar game, and they ended up making it, relatively speaking, a nail-biter.
Mr. Old School on the fan. Hello, Mr. Old School.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Here's a point I got for you guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So the first point I have for you is that the Steelers offense faced the number one pass rush, and they didn't give up. They didn't give up sacks, and they were giving up sacks for the last two games. So to me, that's a positive move in the right direction. The second thing is they've been 6 out of 7 in the red zone. We couldn't even get into a zone last year. That's a positive in the right direction. And the other thing is the Steelers defense is the worst because they gave up 3 out of 4 fourth downs, and one was a 4th and 3 with the same play that they got killed by the Seahawks on, that little toss to the outside. And they gave up a 4th and 3 on a 15-yard line. And on top of that, they let Drake May go 15 out of 15, and they couldn't stop nobody over the middle. And we've had a problem over the middle for the last 3 years.
You feel better worse about them coming out of this game, Mr. Old School, having said all that?
I feel better about the offense, but the defense, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about, because we cannot stop. And it doesn't matter who we got in that middle as a linebacker. They cannot cover anybody across the middle. We get killed by tight ends every week, and I don't know what we're going to do to stop
it. Yeah, but they only gave up 14 runs and pretty much stopped the Patriots' run game and had 5 sacks and 5 takeaways.
I agree with that, but let's be honest. We all know.
It doesn't sound like you agree with that. You said you're nervous about their defense and didn't think it played a good game. That doesn't sound like you agree with that at all.
Because some of those takeaways were fluky, and look where they happened at.
Fluky?
Mr. Old School.
Ramon Stevenson is notorious for fumbling.
Yes, and shouldn't that be credit to the Steelers for having that scouted and been going for punches and getting the ball out
there? Apparently
not. Here's one thing I'll say to him, though. Like, it's weird because I disagreed with him at the end, and he was trying to be positive about the offense. He said they came in against the most sack-happy team, and they kept Rodgers clean. Agree. That is objectively a good thing. doesn't that make it a little bit troubling that they couldn't get anything going with Christian Gonzalez out in the pass game steadily? That's one of the best corners in the league and easily their best defensive back, and you couldn't really take advantage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
After the,
it was, but it is every week. We identify, you know, opportunities, and certainly, you know, he had some fumble issues last year, and so it was an agenda of ours.
Single setback, Stevenson. He gets the carry, and he fumbles the ball. And the Steelers have it. Circling is Darius Slay. Try to cut back, and Slay is wrapped up at the 45. Turnover early by the Pats.
I think that's good coaching. Here's the scouting report. This guy puts Piggy on the ground. Butterfinger hands. Go get him. And the Steelers did that to Ramondre Stevenson. Put him on the bench. Was really good the week before against the Dolphins. Became a non-factor in this game because Mike Vrabel couldn't trust him. So Mr. Old School just called in and said that was a gift from New England. Well, maybe the fact that he was in the game was beneficial for the Steelers, but they actually had to go out and get the ball. And they did, to their credit, forced four fumbles.
Couldn't they have had at least six turnovers in this game? Chuck Clark dropped an interception that just clanked right off his hands.
Oh, my God, he dropped like two.
I want to make it very clear. I feel like I always have to do this because it gets swallowed up in the context of a four-hour show. Forcing the turnovers is a skill thing. Like, defenses should get credit. When it comes to fumbles, very specifically, I would love to, I know you understand this, Pony. I'm not saying this for you.
Yeah.
I need to drive this point home. It's great to force fumbles. Recovering all four that you force is very lucky.
I know, but here's,
It just is.
Here's what gets stuck in my craw, is that you said that this win basically felt like a loss, and you said the offense reminded you of watching Kenny Pickett Steelers offenses. But then you've come out and you've said positive things and praiseworthy things about the defense. If one unit was really good and they won the game, then that shouldn't make a game feel like a loss, because at least half the team went above and beyond, and you came away from the game with a win.
Here's the difference, and this goes back to why I felt better about the Jets win in week one, where the offense was clearly the better unit. I have seen, Donnie articulated this very well 10 minutes ago, and he's going to do the same thing in 40 minutes. I have seen in the last, you want to go 5 years, Don? Let's say like since Roethlisberger retired, even really at the end of Roethlisberger's career when it was more dink and dunk, I've seen this team have an offense kind of get dragged along, occasionally show a flash here, a spark there, but largely this team win games because the defense forces a bunch of turnovers and kind of, you know, mucks their way to a win. I have seen precious few games where they look lethal offensively and just outscore the other guys. And I have told you many times, and our listeners many times, in the modern NFL, I'll always take the team that looks like it can win a shootout because I know so many games go that way.
I don't know, though, if I don't really agree with you that their offense played a great game against the Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers did.
Their offensive line
still looked like dog crap, and they couldn't run the ball.
Even better point, more to the point, I have seen so many games where their quarterback was more along for the ride other than maybe a series here or there. Watching their quarterback overcome obstacles on both sides of the ball to be the reason they win was such an unusual thing.
I know, but I don't come out of this game feeling like, oh man, like it the bottom is going to fall out on Aaron Rodgers at a moment's notice. His numbers were nowhere close to as good as they were in the first week, and he threw another interception, and they had, you know, big chunks of the game where they did nothing offensively. But he delivered in the clutch, and he turned field goal drives into touchdowns where they didn't have to settle for three when things got compact and condensed and tight in the red zone. Like, I still feel the only thing that I'm scared about with Rodgers is that he's so old and can't move at all that he's going to get hit get up.
When he tries to get to the edge and run, it is tragic compared to what he used to be. If I could get a genie to grant me the one wish for this Vikings game, and it ain't likely because Flores is still running a pretty good ship over there, and they're pretty tough against everything defensively right now, although not so much against the run early on here, I would just love to see what their offense looks like if they're getting 4 to 5 yards a clip running the ball. Like, just consistently ripping off and getting into second and sixes, getting into third and twos, third and threes. I would really like to see that just for one game because I feel like it would answer for me a ton of questions I have.
Rob in West Mifflin. Hello, Rob.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, Rob.
A lot of these people calling in, man, and they is tripping. I mean, a win is a win. Of course, I mean,
Malzie's over here killing these guys, Rob.
I am, Rob.
I know, and real quick. Malzie, when you hit those 9 threes, didn't nobody ask you how you hit them? They just seen it in the box score that you hit 9 threes. So you said Pony, you had Pony to tell you they're up 7 points. You say, oh, I have to see how they're up 7 points. Listen, man, we always harp on the defense. Yes, they came through. I was sitting there watching the game on the 17-play drive. Was mad, too. Like, I just don't feel good. Just don't look good. But they won the game, fellas. Everybody has things to work on. The Houston Texans are 0-3. Atlanta's 1-2, and they just beat Minnesota.
Green Bay lost to Cleveland. Everyone said they're going to the Super Bowl, me included. They got beat by the Browns. They blew a 10-point lead in 4 minutes.
And that's what I'm saying. And everybody was talking about, I'm not calling you out, Donnie, but you picked them 28-24. But everybody in the ESPN and everywhere, oh, New England's a sleeper playoff team.
Yep.
Listen, guys, it's not easy to win up there in Foxborough, and history says that. But we went up there, we got the win. We definitely have things to work on. Listen, Steeler fans out there, take the W and call it what it is, man. Please, man.
Thank you, Rob.
Wait, is he saying globally it's hard to win in Foxborough or just for the Steelers? Because they had 2 wins at home last year, the Patriots.
Well, yes, that was with Gerard Mayo, who was an awful, awful, awful coach. But yeah.
Okay.
The Steelers, it's really hard to win there.
I mean, the year before Gerard Mayo was on the job with Bill Belichick, would you like to guess in Bill's last year how many wins they had at home?
1.
Yes. Who against?
The Jets?
The Bills.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The year before that, stinky, 4-4, not very good at home.
Well, fair enough, but the Patriots have lived inside the Steelers' heads.
It's not
just a Brady thing because they let Bailey Zappi light them up,
since
man.
Since 2008, since the last time they won there up until
Mac
yesterday.
Mac Jones and Nelson Aguilar hung big plays and big drives on them.
How many non-Brady Belichick games did they lose? None, right? It was at least one of them was always there.
Yeah, except the game where they beat Matt Castle.
No, I'm saying since that game, though. It was always Belichick was there. It ain't like the Penguins going 0 for the 80s against the Flyers. to me, it was that drought in Foxborough, which wasn't even that many games total, was way more about who New England was employing.
Then
and not,
why didn't you pick the Steelers and say the boogeyman's gone? This should be a walk in the park for them. If the Raiders can go there and win, so can the Steelers.
The Steelers looked like doo-doo against the Seahawks.
Right, and so that's
and
the
they
game
still,
they're...
And they looked, other than the defense playing considerably better and being very, very good at forcing turnovers, they didn't really look much crisper.
They did in the red zone offensively.
They were exceptionally opportunistic on both sides of the ball. And the three drives they actually got going, they cashed in for 21. Doesn't happen that way usually. And they routinely, they made it a habit of turning New England drives that looked like they were going to end in touchdowns into turnovers.
Ben
that
is,
doesn't happen routinely.
Ben is next. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man.
I don't know if you guys, how much you talked about this earlier because I couldn't listen because of my work. But I'm convinced that if it wasn't for them five turnovers, the Steelers would have lost that game yesterday.
Well, yes. I mean, if you go plus four in the turnover margin, you're going to win like 99% of your games. But the Patriots didn't, instead of handing the ball to the running back, hand it to Cam Hayward or T.J. Watt. The Steelers had to go take the ball away from them. You have to give them credit for that, Ben.
Well, I do give them credit for that. But, you know, I remember from my high school days, my coach used to tell us all the time, you tackle the ball if you can, not the player. If you can't tackle the ball, then you tackle the player. So every NFL defense out there should be trying to do that in every game. Every Sunday, you know what I mean? But, you know, they're going to...
I don't think I know what you mean. You're saying that they live dangerously trying to force turnovers and not just make routine tackles? Is that the point you're trying to make here?
No. The point I'm trying to make is that, yeah, they got the turnovers and everything like that, and that is a good thing, but that's what they should be striving for all the time.
Yes, I think they do. I think every team strives to force a million turnovers in a game, and because they're playing other pro players... It's pretty difficult to have that happen. Malzi, are you happy that you've been on your side here in this?
I mean, no offense
rhetorical
to him.
Argument.
No offense to him. I think I'm very much able to argue several of the points he was arguing in even more compelling and zestful fashion.
Kevin is in Vegas. He's on the fan. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going? When are you coming out to visit again, Andrew?
Kevin, you're in Vegas now?
Yeah, I moved. Remember, I told you last year we were moving in July because of the business I set up.
Oh,
too much travel in a while.
Gotcha. Do you miss it?
Yeah. I mean, we kept the house. We're going back.
Oh, nice.
But wow. Yeah. So yeah, we've been pretty blessed over the years. So
we're
in a pretty good position.
How are you?
Hey, real quick. We're loving it. we're loving it. One of the guys I'm working for now is letting me use his house out in the Ridges. It's like 10,000 square feet.
Congratulations on all your success.
Just put those biceps up. There's a lot of flexing going on the other end of this line.
What do you got for us, Kevin?
Well, actually, Chris, I'm going to flex on your behalf because you just hit one of the stats I was going to throw out. The Patriots have been horrible at home the last 3 years. This is not a team that is in the same stratosphere right now as the Steelers, and you know I'm not a fan of our stratosphere at all because we're just mediocre, and that's what we've been for the last 8 years. The last 8 years we've had to be lucky instead of good, and the luck was actually much bigger yesterday than even what you two were talking about earlier. There were six balls put on the ground yesterday, and all six of them bounced away from the Patriots. We put it down twice, they put it down four times, and they had a first and goal inside the three early in the game when he threw the interception.
Yep.
They were running for over 5 yards of carry at the time, and they got cute and wanted to go to the pass instead of just jamming it down the Steelers' throat when they were already getting over 5 yards of carry. So a win's a win. Everybody said it ad nauseum today. I do feel better about the Jets win than this win for some of the reasons that I just said. They dominated us in every phase. They still gained over 4 yards of rush. Literally every phase of the game, we got dominated, except we had one more penalty than them. This doesn't change my opinion at all, because I said before the year, this is an 8-9 to 10-7 team, depending on how much injury luck we get and whether or not we have.
They've already gotten some injury luck with Jake Browning going in as
well,
the Cincy quarterback,
but
too.
Kev, you just said that that New England dominated in every facet. The Steelers, when they got inside the red zone, scored touchdowns, and the Patriots didn't even kick field goals. They turned the ball over. I mean, that's a pretty key part of the game where the Steelers were not just a little bit better, they were vastly superior than the Patriots.
So, Andrew,
no contest.
To your point, as far as the points and the result, you're right. And oh, by the way, points are the only stat that matters, as we all know. And so my point is, I think we're overhyping the defense's ability to create turnovers yesterday. May was already losing the ball because he was trying a ridiculous lick forward with the ball. And the first two fumbles weren't like they were punched out. The guy barely got tackled on a regular play and dropped the ball because that's who he is. So I'm just saying it hasn't changed my opinion about him at all. This is the same old, same old. The only difference is we still might get lucky and get to 8-9 so we can stop with the stupidity of never had a losing season. Because
all right, Kevin, we got you. We got to run here.
How many times do you think a team has had at least +4 in the turnover margin? He had a good point, by the way, about the two fumbles they recovered of themselves.
One play didn't count, and the other one was Johnny Smith, right?
So maybe 5 for 5 still is very lucky. How many times do you think, guys, since 2000 through present day, so through right now, a team has been +4 in the turnover margin in a game and lost, which is what the Steelers would have done yesterday if they had found a way
since
to
when?
Take that away.
Since 2000? 2003?
Don, any guesses? Since 2000, +4 turnover margin, but you lost the game.
I'll say it's happened 5 times.
15 total.
Oh, wow. More than I thought.
Once every 2 years, basically, it happens.
Kevin's out in Vegas. I mean, if the Steelers were on paper that much better than New England, I don't know why he wouldn't have just taken some of that.
Now, Kevin sounds like there are
big
conflicts.
Big largesse and big money that he has and just gone out there and bet the Steelers, the house on the Steelers.
He sounds like a very conflicted fan. He sounds like a man with roiling conflicts about this team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
5:30, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. It's time for a segment we like to call PM Team Professors. We get out the red pens and grade the Steelers for their individual, sometimes unit, sometimes coaching performances. In this case, the way they played in a 21-14 win over the Patriots. Go old school here and go through a lot of the positions and categories we have since the inception of PM Team Professors, beginning with how Donnie felt quarterback Aaron Rodgers played against the Patriots.
I'll give him like a C plus. I mean, the first two drives of the game, I mean, the very first drive, they ran the football very well. They were actually pulling off some pretty good clips, what, 5, 6, 7, 8, even a couple of 10-plus yard runs. Really bad interception. That's an interception I would never expect Aaron Rodgers to throw, but he did lead the team down the field when it mattered most in crunch time, had a touchdown pass to Calvin Austin. So I'll say a more positive grade, but not a great one.
Malsy?
I'm just giving him a C. C's get degrees, but very uninspired performance. He got kept mostly clean. We've gone over this. He was only pressured on 4 of 23 dropbacks. He still gets the ball out quick, but like, with the exception of very early in the game and then very late in the game, there was just a whole lot of nothing in between other than what Donnie cited, just a barf interception, like a horrible, horrible throw. I expect more from him. I understand that he's hamstrung by the lack of a running game, but he proved that didn't matter 2 weeks ago. He was able to light up the Jets. I'm sure his receivers could help him a little more, but he seemed more to be misfiring. I almost gave him a C minus, but you make the winning throw in crunch time when the coach shows a little faith in you and lets you take that shot. I got to upgrade you to a C.
Yeah, I give him a B minus. He threw two touchdown passes. I think he executed the game plan or went with the game plan that they had devised for this game. You know, at some point, he's got agency in the offense. I do expect him to speak up and say, we got to throw the ball downfield a little bit more. I've got the arm to do it. Let's cut it loose. But all the short throws and the lack of success in the run game, I don't think that that's an Aaron Rodgers problem. Now, he was not anywhere near as sharp as he was in week one, and he did have a horrific interception. But when my last impression of you in a game is you were perfect on the final drive, it threw a beautiful arcing touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, a dime to win it, you're going to go up in my book. So I give him a B minus, even though he finished with only 139 passing yards. Malsy, what do you give the offensive line in this game?
Ooh, that is a very juicy one, because if I were rating just their pass blocking, I'd say like B to B plus. If I were ranking their run blocking, it's closer to D. I'm going to give them C plus because they kept Rodgers upright. He only took one or two hits that I could tell. They didn't open up any lanes, though, after the first couple of drives, but they did keep the quarterback upright. So the reason I'll go C plus is when the game was on the line late, they gave him enough time to make the plays he had to make.
I'm going to go B minus again. The other team gave up 5 sacks, and some of that was on the quarterback for the way he held onto the ball, and they've got an easier assignment as far as, you know, they don't have to block for as long. However, Drake May can make an offensive line look better by avoiding sacks with his legs, and Aaron Rodgers can't do that. So he basically needs, even if it's only for 2 seconds, a perfect pocket. And generally speaking, I think they did a pretty good job with that, given who they were facing. I'd give him a higher grade if the run game was still not the problem that it's been for 3 games now, where they're averaging 2.5 yards per carry in this game, which is still like way below the line, as Tomlin likes to say. But played much better than I thought they would, Donnie. I thought the offensive line was going to be the reason why the Steelers lost this game.
Yeah, I was thinking B minus right with you, Pony, because going into the game, the Patriots were getting after the quarterback better than any other team in football. That was something alarming to me. I thought that would be a big key. I thought guys like Harold Landry, Milton Williams, two of their big offseason acquisitions in New England, would make impacts that would allow New England to eventually win the game. They didn't let that happen. I know that if you watch it back, Aaron Rodgers getting the ball out quickly, it's not going to look as pretty for those guys, but he didn't get put on his back with the ball in his hand. Maybe those guys got to him as he was throwing the football, but they did not take a big negative play via a sack at any point in this game. Yeah, I do want them to be able to run the ball a little bit better, but I'm curving the score a little bit due to the pass blocking.
What grade will we all give Mike Tomlin? I'll start. I'll give him a B minus here. This has been a house of horrors for him. He usually gets in his own head. He's usually pretty paranoid in these spots. They came right out of the box, force a fumble, take the ball, go right downfield, score a touchdown. This has been, under Mike Tomlin lately in the last 2 years, the worst first quarter team in the NFL. They're up 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, and they're driving at the end of the quarter to set up their second touchdown drive to go up 14-0. So that is a huge reversal on things. Now, the reason why I don't give them a grade higher than a B- is because they put the brakes on the defense, on the offense, and it's still unacceptable that third and longs and fourth downs are converted for the most part because your defensive backs cannot get on the same page. He also stressed the fumbling thing during the week with the Patriots. They cashed that in and got four. Made defensive changes that I liked. B minus. I'm giving out a lot of B minuses here, which in Foxborough you take B minuses because we've had a lot of games there where we've given them Fs.
Don?
I'm going to go with a B for him in this game because it was his personal house of horrors. It wasn't necessarily the Steelers. It was Mike Tomlin's. We've had so many people try to throw that point at us today that, you know, you have to treat this win like it's a huge one because they don't ever win there and it's so hard to win there. We very quickly showed that it is not, in fact, all that hard to win there the last few years. Mike Tomlin could just never really do it. So that bumps him up a little bit. I do think he deserves credit for preaching about what the Patriots' weaknesses were going to be, and they did exploit them. Now, this team can't get off the field if it's third and 25. They can't get the opposing offense off the field. That's a major concern. But able to exploit some weaknesses out of that Patriots offense, and it benefited them in the long run.
Malzi?
I'm going to give them a C+. I've given out a lot of those, actually. No one's getting Bs from me. Here is why he doesn't get a C, and here's why he instead gets a C+. When push came to shove late in that game against the Jets, you will recall he and they seemed happy to give Chris Boswell a chance, despite the fact that they were trailing, to just kick a 60-yarder to win the game. Third and six in a tie game, maybe he learned his lesson from earlier in the fourth quarter when he wouldn't let Boswell try what I think would have been a 60 or 61-yarder to give them the lead. He allowed Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith to go for something that would give him a touchdown lead. He didn't live in his fears there. Otherwise, you guys have already kind of stated all the good and bad things he did. It drove me completely insane because I think he was the man mainly behind them going so conservative. He also was, I think, getting beaten in the one-on-one chess match by Josh McDaniels because we know he's running the defense. I thought McDaniels was finding solutions and answers to the questions Tomlin was asking of him. I didn't think Tomlin was acquitting himself well, or as I like to say, bathing himself in glory. His defense just kept bailing him out by making plays. What did Jeff in South Park say? You, Hayward, force a fumble. Laughed at it, but it was kind of true. I give him a C+ because when the game was on the line, he decided to be aggressive, and that's not his usual posture.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.